Please turn in your Bibles to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, and we want to read verse 26. This is our Lord speaking. He said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Of course, Jesus spoke these words near the end of his ministry. In a short time, he was going to be arrested, tried, and then crucified. So these are among the Lord's final words. Now, Jesus did not use the word in this particular verse, but as you examine what he did say, you will see very quickly that our Lord identified himself as a recruiter. I hope that our lesson will complement the information that's found in our bulletin today concerning Jesus as a recruiter. I don't know if we really think about the Lord in that sense, but as you examine the scriptures, you can't help but see that the Lord was a great recruiter. Notice how the Lord mentioned three things in connection with serving him in this one verse. First, he called upon those who serve him to give careful attention to following him. He said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me." Second, the Lord indicated that those who serve him will be where he is. "And where I am, there shall also my servant be." And then third, Jesus stated that the Father will honor those who serve him. He said, "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." So Jesus was talking about serving him. And of course, I think we conclude from this verse that being recruited by the Lord to serve him is a matter of utmost importance. In our lesson, we want to search the scriptures for a while with the intention of examining our Lord as a recruiter. Let's begin by pointing out from the scriptures that as a recruiter, Jesus wants people to follow him. Now, that would be a sign of a good recruiter. He knows what he's after, and he wants to recruit people. Well, as a recruiter, the Lord wants people to follow him. I believe that's where we need to begin. In the Gospels, we read about several occasions when Jesus called a number of people to follow him. But let's notice from Mark chapter 1 how Jesus called several men to follow him as his apostles. Mark chapter 1. Let's notice the occasion when Jesus called Peter and Andrew. Mark chapter 1, let's start at verse 16. "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him." I would like to have been there when Jesus called these two brothers to follow him. They were fishermen, and they left their nets, and they followed the Lord. Now, what does that indicate to us? As a recruiter, the Lord wanted these men to follow him, and to their credit, they followed him. Our Lord was not through. He called two other brothers. Verse 19. "And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him." Here Jesus recruited two more brothers to follow him. They were with their father. And of course, there are other passages that indicate to us that James and John were partners with Peter and Andrew. And not only did they leave their fishing nets, but they left their father. I think these men knew quite clearly that Jesus wanted them to follow him, and they did so. Look at Mark chapter 2, and let's read verse 14. This verse tells us about the occasion when Jesus called Levi, who's better known as Matthew, to be his apostle. Mark 2 and verse 14 says, "And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him." I think Matthew knew very well that the Lord wanted him to be a follower of his. And he left his work as a tax collector to follow the Lord. It's my understanding that that was quite a lucrative position. Matthew left it. He made a great sacrifice in order to follow the Lord. I have thought many times, we don't know very much about Matthew, but the Lord demonstrated great wisdom in calling him. I'd like to know how many sermons I've preached from his gospel over the years, how many Bible lessons I've taught from the gospel of Matthew. Jesus made a very wise choice. You see, that's the sign of a good recruiter. He wants people to follow him, but he makes wise choices. Now, in addition to the apostles, Jesus called upon others to follow him. Look at Mark chapter 8, and let's read verse 34. Mark 8 and verse 34 says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." I think these verses we just examined are sufficient to show that the Lord wants people to follow him. That's one reason why he's such a great recruiter. He wants people to follow him. But we need to go a little bit further. As a recruiter, the Lord allows us to decide whether we will follow him. Now, we know that the Lord wants people to follow him, but we have to point out from the scriptures that the Lord allows us to decide whether we will follow him. As you examine the Lord's ministry and the gospel accounts, you can't help but see that he did not force anyone to follow him, and he does not force anyone to follow him today. He invites everyone to come to him. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's Matthew 11 and verse 28. The Lord invites everyone to come to him, but each person is responsible for deciding whether he will be a follower of the Lord. So we understand how the Lord feels. He wants people to follow him, but we are free moral agents. And the Lord allows us to decide whether we will follow him. But as we make our decisions, we have to understand that our eternal destiny is at stake. Let's look at Matthew chapter 10 and read verse 38. In Matthew 10, our Lord sent the apostles out on what we call the limited commission. This is one thing that he said to them as he sent them forth. Matthew 10 and verse 38, "And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." So the Lord wants people to follow him. That's a sign of a great recruiter. But the Lord allows us to decide whether we will follow him. It's a decision that we have to make. But as we make our decisions, we have to understand that our eternal destiny is at stake. Well, we need to go just a little bit further. And as we consider what the Gospels teach concerning Jesus as a recruiter, we need to understand that the Lord made it very clear that there is a price to pay to follow him. The Lord wants us to follow him. He allows us to decide whether we will follow him. But if we make that decision to follow him, there is a price to pay. Our Lord made it very clear. Well, we've already read that each person must take up his cross. This is to be done on a daily basis. And in addition to that, according to Luke 9 and verse 23, the Lord expects us to deny ourselves. Luke 9 and verse 23 says, "And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So as we make our decisions whether we will follow the Lord, we have to understand that there is a price to pay to follow Christ. In addition to taking up the cross, we are to deny ourselves. Now let's look at Luke chapter 9 for just a moment, verses 57 through 62. I don't want to spend a lot of time with these verses because we'll take a more detailed look at them this evening, Lord willing. But in Jesus' ministry, he dealt with a number of people. On this occasion, he dealt with three men. And he showed how a price must be paid to follow him. Luke 9, verse 57. Now, these are actual characters. We have to differentiate between people that the Lord actually dealt with and characters in his parables. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I study the Lord's parables and I read about fictitious characters, they take on a real personality. Sometimes I like to even know the prodigal son's name so I could call him by his name. But he's like a real person. Well, our Lord was teaching a parable. These are three men that our Lord dealt with. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, "Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." And that's a commendable statement. And Jesus said unto him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Our Lord indicated that there's a price to pay to be a follower of his. Let's look at the second man. And he said unto another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." Jesus said unto him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Well, our Lord let this man know that there was a price to pay to follow him and do his will. And then there's a third man. And another also said, "Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house." And Jesus said unto him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Our Lord made it clear that if we make the decision to follow him, there is a price to pay. Well, in Luke chapter 18, we read about a young man who would not pay the price. He's identified as the rich young ruler. This young man had a lot going for him. For one thing, he was young. Another thing, he was wealthy, and he was a ruler. He obviously had some good upbringing because he had been very careful to follow the law of Moses all of his life. But he knew something was lacking in his life, and he came to the one who could provide that. He asked Jesus what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus told him to keep the commandments. He said, "Which?" And the Lord listed out several of the commandments from the law of Moses. And the young man responded by saying, "I've kept all of these commandments from the time I was just a young boy." I'm paraphrasing, of course. He said, "What lack I yet?" Now, Mark's account tells us that Jesus loved this young man. He saw a lot of potential. But our Lord was able to read his heart. He knew what was inside that young man. So he told him to go and sell all that he had and give it to the poor, and he would have treasure in heaven. Then he was to come and follow the Lord. Now let's read verse 23. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Isn't it sad that this young man who had so much going for him would not pay the price that the Lord requires? A couple of years ago, I heard someone on TV who obviously didn't know very much about Scripture quote what Jesus told this young man as if the Lord gives that requirement to everybody. And she really thought she pulled something over on somebody else. Always study passages in their proper context. You will see that Jesus gave a requirement to this young man. Jesus knew that he had an idol in his heart. He was going to have to give up that idol to follow the Lord. In other words, there was a price to pay. Unfortunately, he would not pay the price. And he turned away filled with sorrow. He would not pay the price to be a follower of Christ. Well, the Lord made it very clear that there is a price to pay to follow him. But while there is a price to pay to follow the Lord, as a recruiter, the Lord assured that blessings are available to those who pay the price to follow him. Oh yes, our Lord says there's a price to pay, but he also says, you pay the price, I will bless you in return. Let's look at Luke chapter 18. Let's start at verse 28. Now, after Jesus talked to the rich young ruler and he left filled with sorrow, the Lord took advantage of that situation to teach his apostles a very important lesson. He indicated that it was difficult for a wealthy person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Didn't say it was impossible, but he said it's very difficult. Well, the disciples responded by saying, well, then who can be saved? It seems that they were thinking along this line. Well, if a rich man can't make it, then what hope is there for the rest of us? That seems to be what they were thinking. And Jesus made that statement that we're all familiar with. Verse 27, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. In other words, with God, that young man could have paid the price and he could have been a follower of the Lord. Well, let's look at verses 29 and 30. Well, first off, verse 28. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. The apostles had made great sacrifices in order to be followers of the Lord. Notice what the Lord responded with. Verse 29. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. Our Lord made it very clear that he will bless those who sacrifice on his behalf. Well, the apostles had left all to follow Christ, and the Lord blessed them in return. Now, that's a very important point. I've shared this before. I'll mention it again. Many years ago, when I decided that I wanted to preach, I knew that I had to have some training. I decided where I wanted to go to school, and the Lord worked all things out for us. And I can remember that it was on my mind. You see, I was my parents' youngest child. And there were certain things that I did to help my parents. My oldest brother took care of the financial matters. I took care of things around the house. That's just kind of the way we did things. I knew that if I left town, as I'm speaking of Jacksonville, that I wouldn't be there to do what I had been doing. And I'll just frankly tell you, that really weighed heavily on my mind. I can't begin to tell you how many times I read these verses where Jesus said, if you make sacrifices on my behalf, I will bless you in return. Notice he mentioned leaving parents and lands and houses and so forth. Following the Lord can involve paying a high price. But Jesus said, I will bless you in return, and I'm here to tell you, our Lord speaks the truth. He always speaks the truth, but I've certainly found that to be the case. Well, I was away from my family for a while, but I can't begin to tell you how much more family I've gained over the years. I've known a few men since I left Jacksonville back in 1984, that I learned to love almost as much as my own daddy. I've met a number of ladies that I've loved almost as much as I loved my mama. So the Lord will bless us in return as we sacrifice on his behalf. Well, as a recruiter, the Lord gave his assurance that blessings are available to those who follow him. Let's notice one particular blessing that our Lord mentioned in John 8 and verse 12. John 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's a great blessing. Having the light of life. Well, the one who is the light of the world will bless us with the light of life. So as a recruiter, the Lord gave his assurance that blessings are available to those who follow him. You see, following him involves paying a price. But if we pay the price, the Lord will bless us in return. Now let's consider a number of responsibilities that the Lord gives to those who do follow him. This is not a complete list, but I selected these because they specifically contain the word follow. And these are important responsibilities that followers of the Lord must fulfill. Romans 14 and verse 19. Romans 14 and verse 19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. We live in a society where a lot of effort is put forth to try to tear people down. Christians are to be involved in edifying or building one another up. We're also to be involved in building up others. Well, one thing that we need to do is follow things that make for peace. There are certain things that result in a lack of peace. They're to be forsaken. And we're to follow after things that make for peace and things that edify others. Ephesians chapter 5, let's read verses 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Verse 1 mentions being followers of God. Of course, we want to be dear children. And in order to accomplish that, we must follow the Lord's example of walking in love. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 15. Now, these are some responsibilities that specifically mention following. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15 says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Now, sometimes that can be a challenge, but we need to remember that the Lord set the great example before us. He was mocked, he was ridiculed, he was abused. But did he render evil for evil to anyone? No, he did not. And he wants us to follow him. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11. Now, just before this, Paul wrote to Timothy, who was a preacher, and he told him to avoid certain things. But then in verse 11, he talked about some things that he's to follow. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, having reference to the things he just mentioned, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Those are things that Lord's followers are to pursue. Hebrews 12 and verse 14. Hebrews 12 and verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, we'll start at verse 21. 1 Peter wrote about the Lord's example that we're to follow. 1 Peter 2, starting at verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Notice how we're to follow the Lord's example. And in 3 John, in verse 11. 3 John, verse 11. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. These are a few of the responsibilities that the Lord gives to those who pay the price to follow him. These particular matters we just read specifically contain the word follow. Well, I think we've seen from the scriptures that Jesus is a great recruiter. I think in our bulletin article, our Lord is compared to a coach in sports who was involved in recruiting. The other night I saw just a little bit of a movie called The Blind Side. I think it's a great movie. I enjoyed watching it. It has a good story to it. But it was interesting in part of that movie to watch the college coaches trying to recruit a young man to come and play for their schools. And coaches who recruit have to be salesmen. And they will promise a lot of things. Well, it's interesting to examine things that are said to young athletes to try to get them to come to a particular school. Sometimes coaches, though, don't tell the truth. Sometimes coaches don't keep their word. Not so with our Lord. When he says something, he means it. And we can count on it. And the Lord makes wonderful blessings to us. We know that he'll keep his word. Well, Jesus is, of course, a great recruiter. He wants people to follow him. He allows us to decide, though, whether we will follow him. He revealed very clearly that there is a price to pay in order to follow him. But he assured us that if we will pay the price, he will bless us in return. And he makes it very clear that we have a number of very important responsibilities to fulfill. Have you allowed the Lord to recruit you to be his follower? I hope that you have. If you haven't, this would be a good time to take care of that matter. Remember what our Lord said when he gave the Great Commission: he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Just a little while ago, we were singing that song, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." I thought that song went along very well with our lesson. The Lord's a great recruiter. He wants us to follow him, but we have to make the decision. But if we make that decision, he will bless us in return. If you need to respond to the invitation, we'd invite you to do so as we stand and sing the first verse of the psalm that's been selected. Brother Jay.